far fired up you can get. Today is the day that you have had circled and underlined, and then you get out of bed, and here it is. It is the NFL Draft in Detroit, with the Detroit Lions holding the pick at number 29. The Detroit Lions, who won 12 games this year and went to the NFC Championship game, coming up here in just 1 minute. We'll connect with Matt Derry from Locked On Lions, get his thoughts on what the Lions are going to do in the draft. Let's run you over the headlines, and that headline has to do with the draft being in Detroit. Also, the Tigers, they take the series against the Rays, but they lose last night 7-5 down in Tampa, but 4-2 on the road trip for the Tigers, who now begin a six-game homestand. They're off today, but they have the Royals and the Cards coming up, the Battle of Missouri, over the next 6 days, starting tomorrow at Comerica Park. Your winners in the NHL, you had Boston over Toronto, the defending Cup champs of Vegas. They get it done in Dallas again, 3-1. The Kings, Anze Kopitar, overtime winner, 5-4, L.A. over Edmonton. And then in the NBA, with no Jimmy Butler, the Heat beat Boston 111-101. That's the biggest surprise of the night. The Thunder taking care of the Pelicans 124-92 out west to take a 2-0 lead there. And tonight, this is, I don't know how your setup is. Maybe you're taking a party bus and you've got a hangover type suite at one of the casinos, and you got Tiger tickets in your back pocket. That all sounds pretty good to me. It also sounds pretty good having your own TV and then a couple other TVs set up, because you've got three basketball playoff games and two NHL games, Panthers and Lightning, Canes and Isles, Cavs and Magic, Knicks and 76ers, and the Nuggets and Lakers. All of that going off. 8 o'clock is when the draft gets going. We'll see when they actually put the Bears on the clock. Who's on the clock right now is the host of the Locked On Lions pod, and that is Matt Derry, who joins us here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Matt, how are you?
Dennis, are we going to play Guess What's in Fithian's Drawer or what?
Well, we're going to play Guess What's in Brad Holmes' Back Pocket. I want to know, you know, the excitement of the draft is out of sight. I want to start with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell. They get those guys done, but why not Goff done prior to tonight? Is that leverage on the Goff side, or the Lions trying to leverage him a little bit with that 29th pick? Let's start there.
Well, I don't think that tonight has anything to do with Goff. I don't think there's any leverage with the pick. What I do think is you're getting Amon-Ra at 30 a year. Devontae Smith signed for 25. So you knew St. Brown's a better player than Smith. Smith's not even the number one receiver on his own team in Philly. So you kind of knew that was going to be around the number. Sewell, I think that's a steal, getting him for four at 112. And getting that done now, I think that's awesome. As far as the Goff situation, Jared's going to want 50, right, Dennis? I mean, he's going to want that 5 in front of that 0. Yeah. And I think the Lions are thinking more in the 4s. And so they know they've got him for this year at a good price. And if they tag him next year, it's what, $42-43 million? That's still below what Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray make. So they kind of have Goff. They know they have him at least for two more years with that tag. Now, you don't want to alienate him. You want to show him the love. But I think that the agent's going, we want Jalen Hurts money around 50-51. I think the Lions are probably, and this is just speculation, probably around 46, 47, just above Watson and Murray. So it's probably where we're at right now.
Makes sense to me. You know he'll be hearing the love from the fans at the draft tonight as they'll be chanting his name. I think the answer to this question is yes. Brad Holmes at 29. You think he's moving up? You think he's moving down? You think he's staying at 29? What's your feel right now as you look to what the Lions might do tonight?
You know, Dennis, I don't want to get over dramatic, right? But, like, if you're going downtown tonight and you're going to be out there in the cold and it's midnight or whatever it is, and the Lions are on the clock and you're so excited and you've been drinking since 4, get prepare yourselves for when it says Raiders on the clock or Bills on the clock. And it's like, wait, what? I've waited all night for our pick. I think he's trading back. I really do. I don't think it's a lock. I don't think there's – but I just think there's probably 15 to 20 guys on their board with a first-round grade. And if they're all gone, and let's say this Kool-Aid McKinstry foot injury is real, and maybe he slides, maybe you can get Kool-Aid later and accumulate picks. I mean – That's just a sense that I get when you're at 29. We know that right in front of them, the Bills have got to take a wide receiver. Well, what if Brad loves A.D. Mitchell and he goes to pick before? Then what do they do? So a lot of intrigue there, but if I had to guess, I would say maybe a trade down and get a couple more second-rounders because, as we know, Brad Holmes the last couple years has feasted on second-rounders.
At Derry Speaks on Twitter. He is the host of the Locked On Lions pod. I hope that there's a guy with a nickname Cornbread. They can get a Kool-Aid and a Cornbread. We'd be off and running. What if you probably have been asked a few times to participate in mock drafts and you don't have the opportunity to move back or move up. Who are the players or the player that you continue to select when you are put under the gun and have to pick at 29, knowing what Holmes may do to give people a gauge? And you mentioned a few names already.
Yeah, you know, we did a locked-on host mock draft that we do every year with all the hosts from all the shows around the league. And Kool-Aid McKinstry was my pick at 29 because he fell to them. And really, because he visited here, because they could use another corner. Who couldn't use another corner after the Cam Sutton incident and releasing? That was who I took. I've seen the name Braden Fisk a lot lately as a possibility. And there's a lot of talk around the league about Johnny Newton from Illinois dropping to 29. And if that's the case, I think Brad Holmes would run the card up there quickly because Newton, for some teams, is a top 15 player, but that could be intriguing. He's a lineman. We know Brad loves to stock up on offensive and defensive linemen. So those are some names that I think to keep an eye on if they're going to stay at 29. But again, I think Brad likes to throw a curveball at us. I mean, who had Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell last year at 12 and 18? Nobody, right? So no. There's always going to be a surprise with Brad, but he's done so well in the draft. I said it on my show the other day. 23 picks he's made in 3 years. 22 of them are still on the roster. That's insane.
That is. Well, we're out of time, but you know, I think that you've nailed it when you look at the different positions. They could go back, but you've mentioned defensive end, defensive tackle, corner, the possibility of taking a lineman, even a center, a wide receiver. It is a real blank canvas here for Holmes. But if I'm pinning you down, final thing, you think that it's likely that Holmes is going to move back a little bit because of the glut of players that he'll have on his board, and he'll be able to pick up an extra selection and pick tomorrow?
I do, and I think if Penix and Nix are still on the board at 29 and you got the Raiders or one of these other teams that needs a quarterback, you might be able to really leverage that into maybe an extra couple of picks and their second rounder. So keep an eye on that. And you just bring up a very good point, Dennis. What about the future of Frank Ragnow? What about the future of Taylor Decker? Decker's contract is up after this year. You know the Lions love him and he loves them, but that was not a Brad Holmes draft pick. Taylor Decker was drafted by the previous regime. So, you know, you never know. Ragnow, after last year, was contemplating retirement because of all the injuries. So stocking up on a good interior O-lineman or tackle for the future, keep an eye on that as well.
Well, I was keeping an eye on your Twitter feed. Looked like you were having dinner with like 30 people at the fanciest restaurant in town. I love that. We love you, Deez. You're doing a great job on the Locked On Lions pod. Continued success. And thanks for joining us this morning on X's and Bros.
Oh, Always good to chat with you, Dennis. Hope you and MAB and the crew are doing well back home too, buddy.
Thank you. Have fun tonight. There he is, Matt Derry, the host of Locked On Lions. It's open for you now to talk about Detroit. You know the numbers. You know the text. We'll get them out there to you straight ahead as we talk about draft day and what the Lions are going to do here on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the 10.
Step up to the plate with Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
This is Matt Shepard. Today features the anniversary of a special Tigers moment, maybe a memorable Detroit moment. It was on this April 24th in 1978 when Mark the Bird Fidrich appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was a young phenom. 2 years earlier in 1976, he was named Rookie of the Year after winning 19 games and leading the league in ERA and complete games. The two-time All-Star started 1978 strong, winning two games in three starts. Unfortunately, he wouldn't make another start that year. He'd be limited to just 13 more starts and just two wins the rest of his injury-shortened career. He was special while it lasted. It just didn't last long enough for Tigers or baseball fans.
Fired up this morning to be with you here on X's and Bros across Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Dennis Fithian in for Matt Shepard. And speaking of Shep, he is going to be the master of ceremonies, the MC at the Soaring Eagle Casino tonight. Soaring Eagle Casino draft party tonight. And he will also be live from there tomorrow at the Soaring Eagle Casino up there in Mount Pleasant. So go see Shep if you're in and around Mount Pleasant. Now, look, the joke is that, you know, you go by Mount Pleasant and you say, hey, it's neither mountainous or pleasant. But that's actually not true. That's just a little joke that people like to say about Mount Pleasant. Now, we're talking with you about the draft, with the draft being on the clock. Chicago with the number one pick. We just talked with Matt Derry about the Lions, and he predicts a trade back. I want to ask you. How okay are you with a trade back? 866-838-4843. That's the Meyer hotline. Ben, what are the four names of the callers on hold right now?
The phone calls are or phone lines are wide open right now.
Wide open. That means there is, listen, that means on draft day, at 8:20 in the morning, with the most intriguing draft ever on tap, that we have a phone line available for you and you can get up immediately. 866-838-4843. Take advantage on the Meyer hotline, 866-838-4843. Text it in. Sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. We would like to hear from you. Now, look, I am okay with a trade back. I get sitting there and wanting a selection, but just walk yourself through it. You're down there, you're enjoying the entire day, whatever, libations. Maybe you're just eating hot dogs, pizza, waiting for the draft, but you get to the very end. And if the commissioner comes up there at 29 and says there's a trade, you know that the possibility is going to be there. I think you'll know even before that what happens at the end of the draft every year. We have looked at 10, 20, maybe even more mock drafts. And so we all have these ideas of where these players are going to be picked. And inevitably, there's three or four players that drop. And you'll be sitting there and you'll be thinking, wow, I can't believe that this Cooper DeJean is sitting right there for the Lions to take. This is going to be the easiest selection ever. They will sprint the card up there, and they will take it, and they will take DeJean, and they'll be happy, and they'll get an A+, and, you know, you're going to go into the night feeling great. But the thing is that Brad Holmes, the part of the things, and we find this out during the draft and then thereafter when you start having guys fall. And what happens usually? They say, oh, it's medicals. There's going to be a couple of these guys that are being talked about. You know, Matt Derry already talked about Kool-Aid McKinstry, maybe a foot. The Lions list is going to look vastly different with what they know, with their medicals on the players, whether they brought them in, whether they've had a chance, you know, the guys that they're targeting to feel like they have got the clean medicals. And it just gets to where you're in the catbird seat when you're one of the last picks. Certainly, it's nice to be a top five pick. You're getting the superstars and all that. You're going gaga. You need a quarterback. You're flipping out. It's, you know, here's the future, all that. But when you're at the back of the draft just comes to you and you sit there. There's going to be a bevy of players and then the chance with other teams because you get that extra year. If you're a first-round pick, teams that want to come back up late in the first round. And so seeing the Lions just moving back, and because it's at the very tail end, now, you know, if the Lions were picking 10 and they moved out of the first round, well, then it's like it's over for you. If you're, you know, just a Lions fan, you're excited. Hey, number 10 pick, there's been a trade. And then you find out that the Lions have moved out. Now, of course, they could always move back in, but you're just sitting back and you're like, oh, this sucks. But if you've waited all night and then you're sitting there, then you just only have to wait a couple more picks, and then it makes tomorrow that much more exciting. Because then you're going to be flush, and you're going to have more picks, and you're also reminded pretty quickly that the Lions moved back last year, took Jahmyr Gibbs, picked up an extra selection from the Cardinals early in the second round, where the Detroit Lions selected Sam Laporta, who is now the best tight end in the NFL. So you talk yourself through all of that, and you understand exactly what the Lions are going to do. It's tough to do when you sit there when it gets to be about, you know, 25, and you're looking at five players, and you're like, wow, the Lions are going to get a great player. These guys are being talked about in the early teens. This guy was talked about as a top 10 pick. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but there's going to be a few of the guys going to be there, and you're going to look, and you're going to say, wow, all of these guys, nobody thought was going to be there, and they're there. And then Holmes can, you know, do what Holmes does and make that move. How about that? That's where we're sitting. Not, you know, the buzz in general about this draft, of course, is going to be the quarterbacks. I think it's easily locked in where we know Caleb Williams, that is a 100% chance that he is being selected by the Bears. I also think that Daniels makes just so much sense for the Commanders. Everything, when you look at what he was able to do at LSU last year, those guys have separated. So now we're talking about the M&Ms, May and McCarthy. And the Pats, you know, certainly they could talk about moving out. When you get a shot to get a franchise quarterback, as we have discussed all morning, you don't have one, and you're in position to get one, you take him. So whether they like May or McCarthy, whatever they're thinking, whatever Mayo, the other M there, the head coach now is thinking along with the front office there in New England, it could be JJ, it could be May. But I think we're all pretty sure that it's going to be three quarterbacks that come off the board. So then you go to Arizona. Arizona, if there was just this one wide receiver, I certainly could use a wide receiver for Kyler Murray. But since this particular draft has three for sure things in wide receivers, in Marv Harrison Jr., Odunze, and the player that seemingly every draftnik every GM telling people behind the scenes Malik Nabers might be better than all of them. It behooves the Cardinals to move. Someone's coming up to four to get either May or McCarthy. I'm going to lock that in for you. I'm going to lock four quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm going to lock that in for you. Another intriguing part, and it's not just that he was the coach at Michigan, but it is Captain Khaki, who's sitting there at 5. If 4 quarterbacks go, then Jim Harbaugh and company are sitting there. Are they going to take, is Jim Harbaugh going to take Maserati Buckeye Marvin Harrison? Now you can say, yeah, well, you know, his quarterback, Justin Herbert, they got rid of Keenan Allen. They need a wide receiver. But again, there's 3 of them there. I see Harbaugh moving out, not just because he's a Buckeye. I just think he's moving out. All right, I'll give you some more predictions on how this thing is going to go. Of course, I want to hear from you as we move towards the draft, as we get 12 hours out here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Roast Umber is a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at RoastUmber.com.
X's and Bros, 8:35 here on this draft day, 2024 on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Dennis Vithian. We are taking your calls. How okay are you with a trade down for the Detroit Lions? That and anything else that you're thinking about with this draft tonight, 866-838-4843 on the Meyer Hotline, 866-838-4843. As we draw closer to the Bears making their selection of Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, it's going to be either Drake May or J.J. McCarthy at 3. I predict at 4 that the Cardinals are moving out, and whichever quarterback that the Pats don't take, you've got the G-Men, the Vikings, the Broncos, the Raiders. You could make a case maybe for the Saints, all trying to move up. Teams are going to be moving up, trying to get one of the, this is a 4 quarterback draft up towards the top. And then you're looking at Knicks being in the mix with Penix also being in the mix, whether that's going to be then in the teens or if one of those guys falls into the 20s. But I'm thinking that it is going to be six quarterbacks selected. And then I also think with the Chargers sitting there at five, knowing Jim Harbaugh, I don't think he wants to take a wide receiver necessarily at five. I think Jim Harbaugh wants an offensive lineman. And I think that he can sell that to Justin Herbert and say, look, yeah, this is a three wide receiver draft and there are some great ones right there, but we're running the football to protect you. And I think Harbaugh sells, I think Harbaugh is going to sell Herbert on an offensive lineman and then the possibility of looking at the tight ends in this draft. I think Harbaugh could try to just move back a little bit. I think a guy, I don't know how much he's being talked about. We know that he's a great player. One thing about Harbaugh is that we've known that he has game plan, that he has seen Marvin Harrison Jr. up front and center, seeing Ohio State for the last couple years. I also think Odunze from Washington, whether you think he's better than neighbors or not, three wide receivers, whatever you know your taste is, Odunze playing for Washington, he had a game plan for him. And the other player to think about that Harbaugh saw front and center was Brock Bowers. I think Bowers ends up with a lightning bolt on the side of his helmet. All right, before we read some of the texts, let's get to the phones, and we welcome in John on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it can't be going any better, John, as I wait for the draft, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm actually driving out there right now.
Now you're talking, John. You're on your way to the draft at 8:39 in the morning. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I'm actually media credentialed. I'm an NFL draft analyst. So getting out there, getting set up, I'll be on media row. I'm ready to go. I'm jazzed. I got my coffee. I've been studying these prospects for months. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Well, let me ask you. I just gave you my thoughts here at the top of the draft. I think that the four quarterbacks, that includes J.J. McCarthy, they're going to go one through four, and then I think the Chargers are moving out. How do you think about that prediction? How does that sit with you?
I think it's a great fit. I've been talking about the Chargers as a trade-down candidate for a while. You know, whether the Cardinals stick at four and take Marvin Harrison Jr. and then a team like Minnesota is super aggressive and moving up to get J.J. McCarthy. I think there's going to be a market for the fifth overall pick. I think that what the Chargers need, like you were just talking about, I think they need offensive line. So I think they would be happy to move down to that like 10 to 12 range, pick up some added capital to kind of retool for Jim Harbaugh and get a really, really solid offensive lineman to go at right tackle, because left tackle's set for the Chargers. So a name to watch for the Chargers, in my opinion, Talib Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State, who's been a career right tackle but a very, very, very good one. I think it would be a natural fit for him to plug in on the right side for Justin Herbert to protect him.
I think you're on it. And the only thing that Jim Harbaugh likes more than a big fat tackle is a big fat, you know, defensive lineman. That's what he wants, and I think that's where the focus is going to be. And as much as we can sit around, yeah, you know, great players win it, wide receivers, you know, Harbaugh, he knows that you win and the way he wants to win is with line play and a quarterback. And even though that wide receiver, you say, what about Herbert? He needs one. And you'd like to have one of those top three, or you would like to have Bowers. I'm with you on that. I think he's moving out. What about the Lions, John? What do you think they do at 29? They could go defensive tackle, defensive end, safety, corner, offensive line, wide receiver. You know, your pick. What do you want?
Yeah, the Lions are a super interesting team because they are really good all of a sudden. And I've been, you know, I've been really impressed with what they've done for the last couple years. They've built from the trenches out, which is how I think Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are going to do it. Like, just to that same conversation, you build from the trenches out. The Lions are a great model of success for having done that. Now they're competing and they're young. I think it's great. I think that the Chargers are going to look at that and be like, yeah, this is what we need to do. We got to build from the trenches out, get our line set first. So that's why I like them to go offensive tackles, especially if they can trade down a few picks. The Lions are interesting because now you're in win now mode. You're a team that's being talked about as arguably the best team in the NFC, if not one of the top three teams in the conference. I still like them to go trenches. I can't shake the feeling. I think interior offensive line is an interesting conversation for the Lions. And Jackson Powers Johnson, career starter center for University of Oregon, is a name that I like for them because the interior offensive line is set, but you've got a couple guys just on one-year deals. I think that he could start day one at guard, or he can learn and be a rotational guy in case of injury and end up taking over at center or guard as early as next year to be a franchise cornerstone on the offensive line. That, and you put him with his college teammate, Penei Sewell, which is just pretty fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a prudent pick. The only thing I don't like about that is it almost feels like you're accepting that Frank Ragnow is going to retire, which he might. You know, or he's going to have difficulties with his foot or his toe. And as much as Sewell is the anchor and the big-time player on that line, Ragnow's there right behind him. And yeah, I know you got to prepare for the future and everything else, but a very prudent pick if it ends up going that way. John, give me one more. I got another question for you now. Give me a bust. Give me a sleeper as you take a look at tonight. A guy that you would not take because you think he's going to be a bust, and then somebody doesn't have to be in the 32 that are mentioned often, but certainly can be somebody you think just is an absolute lock.
Yeah. So. I'm always pro player, right? I'm rooting for success for all these guys. You hope that all of them live out their dreams, right? They make it to the NFL. They're able to be a long-time starter. I was very high on the Amon-Ra St. Brown hype train in that pre-draft cycle. I thought he should have gone in the second round. Getting him in the fourth was a steal for the Lions. A wide receiver that I think is being hyped up a little bit too much in this draft class is A.D. Mitchell. Out of University of Texas. I like him. I think he's obviously uber athletic. He had a great combine. But I think that he's still a little bit raw to be talked about as a first round pick. A sleeper, if I'm the Lions and they want to wait on offensive line on the interior, that's tough. It's a name that's being talked about a lot, but I'm really high on Zach Frazier as well as an interior offensive lineman. For the Lions in particular, I think Brad Holmes showed last year that he doesn't care what anyone else thinks, and he's going to do what he thinks gives his team the best chance to win. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him be aggressive tonight and move up in the draft. I know a trade down could absolutely happen to accrue some more value. And the Jackson Powers Johnson conversation is a prudent choice, like you said. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him be aggressive and move up for a defensive back that he really likes. And I like Terrion Arnold a lot out of Alabama. So that could be a name where if he starts slipping a little bit, gets into the mid to late teens, I could see Brad Holmes getting a little bit of an itchy trigger and going up and getting him.
John, I love it. I can tell that you do know what you're talking about when it comes to the draft. Enjoy it. And I think what we have on tap is the most intriguing draft of all time, and certainly nationally, with it being in Detroit for the first time, there's going to be no argument there. Great job, and enjoy yourself tonight in Detroit. Safe travels. And you know, as I look at it and thinking about, I see Peter Schrager, who has just released his final mock draft. He has the Lions, and the one thing about Schrager is that he's not somebody that's just making his picks by watching film and watching the college game. He makes his picks based on who he's talking with from these cities for personnel that is working with these teams. That's his thing. And not that, you know, he's nailing this draft or anything, but I find it interesting as I look at Schrager's final mock that has just been put out, that he has the Detroit Lions moving up from 29 to 21 and taking the defensive end from Florida State, Jared Verse. Now, just over these last 2 days of being here and talking with the people and asking about players that they wanted to see, the majority of the people have picked defensive end, whether it's either of the Robinson, Darius Robinson, or Chop Robinson, or the defensive end from UCLA, Latu. These have been the Jared Verse has been mentioned. And here's Jared Verse, Schrager, thinking that the Lions would move up. Now, my own pick was Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the safety, who could come down and play nickel, who you leave him at safety or you could put him over at corner. I like that flexibility. I know a lot of teams are going to like that as well. Would the Lions want to move up for CD? Is he going to fall on their lap at 29? Maybe. I mean, I'd say probably not, but maybe. I look at it like that. Let's hit that text at when you text Sports Radio to 21,000. Ben Zost is reading those. Ben, what are the people saying via text?
Says, how do we know that Hendon Hooker isn't that guy? We need to wait and see what he can do before we go on to another quarterback. Goff has done a great job, and the Lions don't need to rebuild the quarterback position right now.
Yeah, well, you're right about Hooker. There's a couple things about Hooker. The first thing that jumps out at you, if you watched him, whether it was at Virginia Tech or Tennessee, where in his final year he was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, you know he's got the size and you know that he has the arm. You also know that he got hurt, and that's why he fell a little bit in the draft. And so the Lions could be patient with him. You just wonder how much work that he has really had. The other thing is that he is 26 years old. So it's not like we're sitting here talking about Hendon Hooker, who came out early, who's been around for a year, and he's 22. The Lions should have a pretty good idea where that knee is at and what he is going to do. Now, it is just, I look at it like this. Sure, certainly they got some value there. A guy that you could have argued could have been a first rounder, certainly a second rounder, if he didn't have that knee injury. So they're going to, you know, see what they've got there. This is a chance that they might have something here. But I think with the discussion earlier about Jared Goff going into this final year, if he doesn't want to go with a number at 45 and he's dead set on at something in the 50 millions range, that the Lions could play the game of, all right, let's let this play out, and then they could tag him. Now, tagging quarterbacks, tagging any position, there's some risk involved. Tagging a quarterback, just with everything that goes into it, every time the guy throws an incomplete pass, don't tag him, or we're getting rid of him. The not having the security, it just opens up the questions. You think people are pouncing on Jared Goff, talking about, oh, people are being a little bit negative. Now he's walking it back, or Brad Holmes pulling out receipts about that. People are going to flip if he's going into his final year and they don't have a contract. That's all anybody's going to be talking about left and right when it comes down to Goff. That's why teams like to get those guys done before that. But the ability to possibly tag him, talking about Goff, next year is out there if they don't want to say Lions friendly. I mean, is Goff friendly? It's friendly to everyone. Maybe not to the agent, who is going to be dead set on 50 mil. Hey, don't forget Matt Shepard, who is normally the voice you hear coming through your radio. He is going to be the MC at Soaring Eagle Casino tonight for an NFL draft party. He will also be live from there tomorrow morning as he conducts, and he is the MC of this very program, X's and Bros, and reacts to whatever he sees and how it all plays out in the NFL draft in Detroit tonight. Interesting to me, when I just think about Shep and I think about this draft, which is going to start a little bit after 8 o'clock and the Lions picking at 29, and then I think about him opening the mic at 6 o'clock in the morning and then being up at Mount Pleasant. That's not a lot of hours for Shep to sleep. How Shep goes about getting rest for tomorrow's show while taking in everything in the draft is a topic in and of itself. I want to thank everyone for calling, texting, listening over these last 2 days. It's been my pleasure to be here. Really want to thank Ben Zos. Ben, great job. You're a pro.
Thank you.
I had fun working with you. Maybe we'll be able to do it again down the line. Thanks to Matt Shepard for calling me in from the bullpen. That is going to do it. Enjoy the draft tonight. I'm going to, you know, I know I'm not in a limo headed down in a suite or anything else, credentialed NFL media. I'll have my TV with a couple extra TVs watching the playoffs as well. All right, take care. That's going to do it. X's and Bros, Dennis Fithian, saying happy draft day here on the Michigan Sports Network.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.